little bit more influence from the outside markets in today's trade action, because if you look inside, not a lot of excitement things going on at this point, minus the tariff talks. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sam Hudson is joining us today. He's with Corn Belt Marketing, and I think that's where we need to start, is your takeaway of what's been happening in these outside markets.
Well, we've leading up to today, we've seen actually a pretty dramatic 3-day rally in the U.S. dollar. I think a lot of anticipation about what the Fed may or may not do, what these tariff escalations may or may not look like, and of course trade agreements. And as some of those agreements came together, with Japan and the EU, continue to see some more buying. But today, the main culprit here is the jobs numbers, not only a weak number for this past month, but also some downward revisions for May and June. And so that's got the stock market, the equity market down pretty hard, the dollar falling back down to some support as well, down a full point here for most of the session. And so we'll see if we can recover from here. I think the silver lining in these numbers is the fact that this could finally facilitate a rate cut. And if that's the case, you could eventually find these equities, grab some support and chop around for a little while until we see what the sentiment looks like going into September.
And there just seemed to be a lot of pressure and worries in regards to what we were going to see with tariff news once August 1st hit. And we know that there's some tariffs in place, but now some extension deadlines have also been thrown in.
That's right. And I think all adds up to the market just kind of feeling numb to it, because even if a deadline's approaching, it seems like, well, maybe it'll get extended or, adjusted some way, shape or form. And so it seems like we always tend to avert disaster at the last possible moment and keep some of these trade talks open. And one of the, glaring points on that front right now is just the fact that we don't have an agreement with China. Going into harvest here, they've been really slow to the punch to buy soybeans, a little bit slower even than last year. And so eventually I think it happens. I don't think they're going to put all their eggs in one basket, but until we see evidence or proof of that, the market's only focus is to try to figure out how big these yields are, and we'll have a swing at that here on August 12th again.
So what about this August crop report? Do we expect any changes with the way the weather has been and the thoughts of the progress we're making in this crop growth?
Well, I think the fact that these are largely survey-based, I think you have to throw some caution out there in what we're going to be seeing from the get-go, and I think that would be true almost every year. But the perception this year with water in the West and crops being green from fence row to fence row, or lack thereof, I guess, in some places anymore, but, just green everywhere, the fact that it's still alive and not dead, compared to what we've been seeing the last 3 to 5 years, offers a lot of that optimism. But what we also see alongside that moisture is the threat for disease pressure. You're going to have some drown out spots and some holes, some denitrification, some leaching, especially across parts of eastern Nebraska and Iowa. Those situations tend to be worse when you're coming off a drought-like condition. So I think, if we end up pulling back from some of these wild estimates that we're seeing here, it's largely going to be because of a lot of the little things rather than one big snap event. And I think that makes it difficult for the market to really come off these numbers until we put combines in the field.
Did the cattle we saw that pullback yesterday in the trade, and many folks saying they're refocusing today because we've got some good cash numbers coming in. What is your takeaway of what we're seeing within this market?
Well, probably a few different things. I mean, obviously the overbought conditions, we got the cattle on feed report that helps, support the idea of this rally, but didn't tell us anything we didn't probably already know. Some month-end liquidation probably contributed. The feeder cattle traded a premium to cash here and have just had such a big move. I think people are finally starting to look at that and think, how many chips do you want on the table at this point? And the live cattle, continue to trade such a discount that on weakness, it seems like we're either seeing, lifting of hedges, or just some speculative buying again until we see some of those numbers subside. And in the meantime, still a bit of lingering concern about beef prices. But as long as these numbers are getting paid at the sale barn, it's going to be hard to fully break the trend. I think if it does in the short term, it's going to be technically based because of the reversals we saw yesterday.
Well, definitely. We saw some big numbers in those local sale barns just in my neck of the woods yesterday. And record numbers continue to happen. But tightening supplies are still out there. Do you think that's part of it as well?
It definitely is. And, tie back to where we started this conversation, here with the outside markets and what we could see with interest rates. If you see some cutting there eventually long term, that could finally help feed into that herd expansion. But there's just a lot in the mix here. For what it's worth, from a feed value standpoint and profitability standpoint, that's actually been a pretty bullish tailwind here from the production side. But it's just been happening so quickly, it's been hard to jump in feet first.
Hard to believe. We're into August. What's your thoughts that we should be kind of focusing on as we kick off this month?
I think the thing to look at, at least for the grain markets, is just, you know, basis and spreads as you go into harvest. Obviously, from a pricing opportunity, there's not a lot out there, especially with the recent drop that we've seen here over the last couple of weeks all over again. But as we've been talking about these yields and what's been built into it, I think, we've gotten to the point where we almost need to prove it to justify these prices. We continue to see good corn demand. And if that continues here, those spreads will be something to take advantage of, especially if you have on-farm storage at a time where we may not need to see price recover quite a while until we actually get into harvest.
All right. Thanks so much. Sam Hudson joining us today. And as always, a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. Now that's the Friday version of the market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.